Talk Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents DC Everest Basketball. Everest Basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulesti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
The Evergreens are on the air.
Hi, I'm Chris Conley. Tonight, boys high school basketball. It's the home opener at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse as the Evergreens take on the Red Devils from Green Bay East. These teams met a year ago. Green Bay East was only a two-win team last season. The Evergreens met them for their third game of the year. That was part of an eight-game losing streak that this Green Bay East team started off their season with. The Evergreens traveled to the Fox Valley and came home with a 50-39 win, their first victory of the season. Both of these teams come in 0-1. The Evergreens played on Saturday, traveling to a neutral court in Wisconsin Dells and losing to Waukesha West, 72-45, a game that was uncharacteristically non-competitive for these D.C. Everest Evergreens. They trailed in the first quarter, they trailed big at halftime, and fell further behind in the second half. Green Bay East also dropped their opener. They played a Friday game traveling here to central Wisconsin and falling to Merrill 57-48. You know, the Evergreens had only one practice between that Saturday loss and tonight's game. It happened yesterday here at the Fieldhouse. We'll talk to D.C. Everest coach Corey Heckel about it when we come back after a two-minute break. We're in pregame coverage, and our game will tip off in about 12 minutes between D.C. Everest and Green Bay East on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Ugh, my elbow.
Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
We are Blackmore!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley, and we're in pregame coverage between the Evergreens and the Green Bay East Red Devils. This is game one of a high school sports doubleheader tonight on Fox Sports Radio. You know, our winter sports season starts with a bang. We get all three of the teams that we follow, boys basketball, girls basketball, and hockey, going in short order. Once we are done with tonight's game, Wausau East High School Hockey makes its seasonal debut. They're traveling to Tomah. We send Tom King halfway across the state. He's wondering who in the world scheduled that game for a weeknight. Wausau East Lumberjacks Hockey against Tomah coming up right after our high school basketball game between D.C. Everest and Green Bay East. So one of the coaching challenges for Everest coach Corey Heckel is how do you get the team ready for today's game after you have a lot to work on from the blowout loss on Saturday in Wisconsin Dells. Our Conley and the Coach segment, let's talk about that with D.C. Everest basketball coach Corey Heckel.
Yeah, we had one day of practice yesterday. We certainly worked on transition defense, getting back down the floor. I mean, there was multiple times against Waukesha West where we just got beat down the floor, whether it was a turnover. You know, obviously, we turned the ball over way too much, or if it was just the rebound and they beat us down the floor. So, you know, some of the things we talked about was, you know, transitioning back and setting our defense versus kind of in a constant out of position scramble and then end up in foul trouble, so that was one big area we worked on. You know, we obviously had needed to work on trying to clean up some of the turnovers, the timing, the entries into the offense, things like that. So interestingly, after the game, we had a chance to talk with the kids, and even in practice, I mean, kids understand, but it's a matter of now executing. You know, they understand the issues, but they got to fix them.
Waukesha West, I thought, was a faster team than what you may see once you get into conference play, but that kind of game could serve you well down the road.
Yeah, you know, their team, you know, I thought going into it, you know, had seen them quite a bit over the summer. You know, they're a team that had a few players, and, you know, what I didn't realize is the depth that they had, because in the summer, we never saw the depth. And the depth that they had, like you just mentioned, were athletic kids. And so that was a bit of a surprise in a sense, because obviously we didn't have a chance to scout them. But it's certainly, you know, and tonight's another night with Green Bay East, very quick athletic team. Had a chance to see them Friday against Merrill. These are teams that certainly are going to be as quick as anybody else in the conference.
Talk to me a little about Riley Peterson, because he's a freshman, so he's someone who just comes out of the blue for us. We see him for the first time. I thought if he's going to get that much playing time, of course, it's going to be a work in progress. But I thought the glass was more half full than half empty for a first game.
You know, Riley's a kid. He played with us a lot this summer. And he's a kid that we feel like gets his teammates in good position. You know, he played a significant amount of minutes. He had two turnovers. One of them we predicted. We said he's going to get the ball picked from him once at half court. It's going to turn into a layup because he does get a little loose with the ball in front once in a while. And that's just something he has to figure out with the speed of the game. The part that we didn't see from Riley is, you know, he saw, like you said, quick kids. And the shots where he usually is taking it to the basket and hitting shots, those were contested shots or block shots for him. And I think that was a little adjustment that he needs to figure out as he goes.
I think that's a fair assessment that he may have struggled a little bit with the speed of the game.
Yeah, and again, you know, you got a decent athletic team in Waukesha West, and it's his first true varsity minutes, even though he played with the guys in the summer, but it's a whole different level. And, you know, the key is, you know, we think he has a big upside. We think he puts our kids in better positions, and, you know, and it'll be interesting to see as he gains some experience into December and January, you know, where his upside is.
Give us a health update. I see Nick Sierakowski still got that ankle taped, and he didn't look like he was 100% towards the end of the football season, and that's carried over now into winter sports. You have a couple of other kids that you are going to be without in these early games?
You know, Nick's been practicing. You know, I'm not sure he's 100%. You know, his back is always kind of bugging him. I know his knees a little bit, but he's been practicing hard, and, you know, he's buying in to trying to get the guys around him better. You know, you got Jacob Stroik coming off of basically a year of injury from week two of football a year ago. Played a little bit for us last year in the playoffs, but, you know, that's been a long road for him where he just doesn't have that endurance and that explosion. You know, other than that, Max Milotic's a kid that we're not sure where he's going to fit all in, but there's another 6'5 kid who hopefully will get back early December. So, you know, we are working through some injuries, but on the same token, you know, there's guys there that just need to step up and play at a better level of basketball.
From here, you'll play a game a week. And I think that kind of scheduling early on might help you with a younger team, too. But after this, you'll get a full week of practice before you play again, and then another full week of practice before you play after that.
Yeah, I think there's certainly things we can work on. I wish we had a second day for tonight's game.
Yeah.
You know, but obviously with the 7-day rule for WIA, we can only go six days, and Sunday was our day off. So, you know, there certainly is some things we can clean up, and then we also, you know, we can work on game prepping more. And at this point, we've been worrying about our ship more than everybody else. You know, yeah, we scout a Green Bay Ace, but we don't do a thorough scouting report like we usually do, because we just have things that we need to get better at and worry about ourselves versus whatever the teams are doing to us.
That's D.C. Everest, man. basketball coach Corey Heckle joining us pregame coverage between D.C. Everest and Green Bay East. I'm Chris Conley, and we'll be back with the opening tip-off after a two-minute break. This is Evergreens Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. But there's a limit. If the jury finds you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. If you're in an accident, call the law firm of Tulusty and Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Everest Fieldhouse. Starting lineups about to come out onto the floor, and we're just a few moments away from basketball between D.C. Everest and Green Bay East. A couple of things you should know about this game. Green Bay East is only a two-win team from last season. They started their year on an 8-game losing streak before they got win number one, and then promptly went on an 11-game losing streak after that. Both of these teams come in having dropped their season opener. Green Bay East losing on Friday at Merrill, D.C. Everest losing against Waukesha West on Saturday. So both teams coming back with only one practice and coming back on short rest. The other thing you should know about this game is it may be one of the few games this year where the Evergreens are not at a height disadvantage. Max Milotic, who is the tallest player on the Evergreens roster, not playing. They won't have him till early September. But the tallest kids on the Green Bay East team are only 6'3", Efren Bowers and Everett Lane. Teams gathering at half court. We're just about ready for the opening tap. The Green Bay East Red Devils in their red road uniforms, trimmed in black and white. Evergreens in the home white, trimmed in green, and we're about ready for the home opener to get underway here at the Everest Fieldhouse. Kyle Kurtenbach is going to jump for D.C. Everest. DeMarco Williams will be in the center for Green Bay East. Let's light this candle. Ball's in the air. The Evergreens win the opening tap. Tapped right back to point guard Riley Peterson. Peterson now goes over to Grant Van Grinsven, looking inside. Nice rotation play for Kyle Kurtenbach, who scores, but wave off the basket. It's going to be an offensive foul. They're going to say that Kurtenbach lowered his shoulder as he was making that move to the basket, and what looked like a nice opening sequence for the Evergreens wiped out. And Evergreens coach Corey Heckle, 15 seconds into this game, is off the bench, wants an explanation for that. Frustrating to see your team have such good ball rotation on that first possession, only to have the basket taken away. Kajon Ransom will operate at point guard for Green Bay East. He brings the ball to the front court over to AZ Flowers and now goes over to Cornelius Steele. Dante Carlson, now all five have taken the first tap. Here's a shot from the baseline. It is up and in from Dayton Carlson. And Green Bay East draws first blood with a 2-0 lead. Van Grinsven right into the front court for DC Evers, along with Cornish, and now into the hands of point guard Riley Peterson. Peterson goes over to Van Grinsven, looks about driving, now gives to Sarakowski, who picks up his dribble. Goes around now again to Van Grinsven. There's the entry pass down low. Kyle Kurtenbach had trouble securing it. Goes back out. Three ball from the baseline. Sarakowski, too hard. Offensive rebound. Van Grinsven, second chance for the Evergreens. Van Grinsven stepped on the baseline as he was trying to get that ball out. And it's turned over. Evergreens trail 2-0 in the early going. They give the ball right back to Green Bay East. Evergreens basketball brought to you by the Bowman Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, online at bonejoint.net. Cornelius Steele has the ball in the front court as Green Bay East works around. Over to Dayton Carlson. Carlson looking for the entry pass, goes off the hands of his player down low. AZ Flowers couldn't handle that fastball which came in. That was a pretty crisp entry pass. And Flowers wasn't quite expecting it. Went off his arms and out of bounds. Turned over to DC Everest. Evergreens inbound, having to go the length of the court, and they're doing it against full court pressure. And the freshman Riley Peterson breaks the timeline, comes into the front court. Now goes to Nick Sarakowski, over to Chris Cornish. Cornish is the tallest player on the Evergreens lineup in this opening sequence. Sarakowski, now back over to Van Grinsven. Evergreens are moving the ball around well, hoping that that leads to open shot. So far, they trail 2-0. Here's the entry pass going towards give and go for Grant Van Grinsven. Scores with the right hand on the drive to the basket, and we're tied 2-2. Evergreen set up half court as Green Bay East sets up their offense. They'll work from the set. AZ Flowers now swings over to Dayton Carlson. Three ball there. That's short and missed everything. Ball comes loose into the hands of Kyle Kurtenbach, and a whistle, and Kurtenbach was fouled as he was securing that ball. Or are they going to say the ball went out of bounds? Yeah, one out of bounds, last touched by a Green Bay East player. So off the air ball, three ball, the Evergreens will get the ball back. Evergreens basketball sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Just under 6 minutes to play first quarter. Riley Peterson, remain tied 2-2, has the ball and goes out to Van Grinsven. Now over to Stephen Weir, who just checked in off the stoppage. And Weir goes back to Riley Peterson. Peterson's facing some pressure 30 feet away. There's a bad pass, and it's turned over. Ball's loose on the floor. Evergreens take it back. Grant Van Grinsven getting low, and the Evergreens have numbers underneath to Cornish, who scores, and he's fouled. Evergreen players willing to get down low and get that loose ball at half court created the scoring opportunity. Chris Cornish has scored. Kajon Ransom is charged with the foul, and Cornish will go to the free throw line to try and complete a three-point play. The basket gives the Evergreens their first lead at 4-2, and Cornish looking to make it 5-2. His free throw is up and in. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call Glen Ray Radiators. See if Green Bay East has an answer. Here's an entry pass down low from Kajon Ransom. Ball's briefly loose. Taken away by the Evergreens, but a whistle stops play. We're going to have a foul against DC Everest. Grant Van Grinsven is called for the foul. And Green Bay East was about to turn the ball over. Is going to get to save this possession. That foul bails them out. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. Kajon Ransom looks to throw in, throws in behind the three-point line to Cornelius Steele. Three ball is too strong off the iron, out of bounds, last touched by the Evergreens. Green Bay East will get to inbound again. Evergreens leading 5-2 with 5:07 to play in the first quarter in this home opener from the Evergreens Fieldhouse. Glad you're with us on Fox Sports Radio. Inbound pass is tipped and stolen. Nick Sarakowski gets the loose ball. It was Kyle Kurtenbach who got up high and disrupted that pass. Now into Riley Peterson. The Evergreens try and be opportunistic off this turnover. Peterson over to Stephen Weir. Thought about the three. Now drives in. He's quickly cut off on the baseline and turned it over. Weir didn't handle the double team very well, and now Green Bay East has the ball right back. Kajon Ransom goes over to Cornelius Steele. Back out to Ransom, who thought about the three and now works it over to DeMarco Williams, who checked in off the last stoppage. Back to Steele. Three-pointer straight on is good. Cornelius Steele with a straight-on three-ball ties us at 5-5 with 4.5 minutes to play first quarter. Evergreens look to run a set play. Sarakowski goes over to Riley Peterson. Nick Sarakowski is running the point now. Peterson was the point guard for much of the Evergreens' opening loss. Looks like they're splitting those duties. Now Stephen Weir almost had that pass stolen. Goes back to Sarakowski. Looks to split and drive. Now to Weir. Thought about the three ball. Instead drives baseline. Little 10-footer. Too strong off the back iron. Rebound Green Bay East. Unable to control. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Evergreens. Green Bay will keep possession in a game tied 5-5 here in the early going. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Earlier today on this floor, the Evergreens JV blew out Green Bay East 46-17. The junior varsity is 2-0. Evergreens settle back into half-court defense. They'll pick up man-to-man as Green Bay comes into the front court. A.Z. Flowers over to Dante Carlson. Flowers again. Now at the top of the circle, DeMarco Williams thought about driving to Flowers. Goes out for a three-pointer. Too strong. Up for the rebound is Kyle Kurtenbach. A one-and-done trip for the Red Devils. And D.C. Everest has the ball in this tie game 5-5. Pass at the top of the circle to Van Grinsven. Looked for an entry pass. Instead goes to the side to Kurtenbach. And now Van Grinsven in the corner behind the three-point stripe. He's guarded closely there. Van Grinsven picks up his dribble. Now gives back to Nick Sarakowski, the senior, who will run the point, at least at this point in the ballgame. Riley Peterson, the other point guard who we saw in game one, being used as a scoring or shooting guard here. Peterson just triggered the pass down low and now goes to Van Grinsven, who drives in traffic, too strong. Ball's loose on the floor. Evergreen's trying to get it. This ball is tied up. It'll be a jump ball. And on alternating possession, it goes over to Green Bay East. The Evergreens look better than what we saw on Saturday. Coach Corey Heckel said in our pregame conversation, like to cut down on turnovers, particularly in transition. So far, they have. 2:56 to play in this first quarter, and we are tied 5-5. Green Bay East walks the ball up into the hands of A.Z. Flowers. Goes over to Cornelius Steele, and now over to Flowers again. Dantong Carlson, entry pass to Flowers along the baseline. Flowers, again, wasn't expecting that pass. He turned it over once before, almost did again. Kicks out for a three ball. That's too strong. Long rebound comes out and goes out of bounds. Nope, saved by Green Bay East, but the loose ball is picked up by D.C. Everest. Evergreens have numbers if they want to run. Instead, they try and run a half-court set, and Weir's pass inside to Kyle Kurtenbach is kicked away. Taken right back by D.C. Everest for the team's trade turnovers here. It's in Stephen Weir's hands. Now we'll try and slow things down. Goes out to Grant Van Grinsven. Back over to Stephen Weir. Weir has his dribble. Goes over to Kyle Kurtenbach. It's been a while since either team has scored. Now, if we've gone about 2.5 minutes without any scoring in this game. Weir behind the three-point stripe. Good pass underneath to Sarakowski. No-look pass leads to a layup. Big assist from Stephen Weir. A nice basket for Nick Sarakowski, who gives the Evergreens a 7-5 lead. Good offensive set for the Evergreens there. See if they can get a defensive stop on the other end. Cornelius Steele works around into the corner. DeMarco Williams has the ball there. Williams now back to A.Z. Flowers, working behind the three-point stripe. DeMarco Williams faked the three, then lost the handle, picks it up, now hands off to one of his teammates. Minute and a half to play, first quarter. Evergreens leading by two. Evergreens look to trap in the corner. Comes out for Dante Carlson's three-pointer. No good. Up for the rebound goes Grant Van Grinsven, a one-and-done trip. Evergreens look to play up-tempo. Ball is briefly loose in the corner. Kyle Kurtenbach tracks it down there. Minute 10 to play, first quarter. See if the Evergreens hold for a shot here. Yep, they're going to pull it out. Grant Van Grinsven has his dribble. Now they're going to try and run a set play, and that ball is kicked on the pass by one of the Green Bay East players. And the Evergreens will keep possession with exactly a minute to play in the quarter. D.C. Everest basketball is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. Longtime sponsors of our high school sports broadcast. They're proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all Evergreens athletes a successful season. Freshman Riley Peterson got a breather there, and he'll come back in. And the Evergreens will put in Austin Behrens, too, who is seeing his first action. He'll sub in for Kyle Kurtenbach. Referees have not been active. Evergreens have two team fouls to Green Bay East one. We've been playing on. as the Evergreens inbound now with 55 seconds to play. And Riley Peterson gives to Nick Sierakowski. Again, Sierakowski at point guard so far. Sierakowski thought about driving, goes to Stephen Weir behind the three-point line. Quickly double-teamed. Green Bay East has identified Weir as the shooter. As soon as he gets the ball, they look to double up on him behind the three-point line. 35 seconds to play in the quarter. The Evergreens have it. Sierakowski thinks about going to Peterson. He picked up his dribble, so he's in a little bit of trouble, and gives over to Weir. Weir is still 25 feet away from the basket to Peterson. Thought about the three, looks underneath. The Sierakowski entry pass is off his hands, but knocked away last touch by Green Bay East. Out of bounds along the baseline, and the Evergreens will keep possession with 22 seconds left. And they'll inbound underneath their own basket. Green Bay East guarding the inbounds pass. Off the inbounds, three ball in the air is good from Riley Peterson. Hits the outside shot and stakes the Evergreens to a 10-5 lead. 11 seconds left in the quarter as Green Bay East briefly trapped in the corner. Saving pass there to Dontell Edwards. Now around the corner, AZ Flowers, three ball from the baseline. Off the iron, no good. Stephen Weir gets the rebound, and that is where the first quarter ends. Pretty good start for the Evergreens. That Riley Peterson three ball with under a minute left gives DC Everest a 10-5 lead at the end of quarter number one. Back after a one-minute break, this is DC Everest High School Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Second quarter about to get underway with the Evergreens leading Green Bay East 10-5. What's different from 3 days ago? Evergreens passing looks much better. They've run better offensive sets, and they've turned the ball over a lot less. They have a five-point lead as quarter two gets underway. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing for more than 80 years. Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs during Baseman's fall blowout sale. Evergreens get the ball to start the second quarter, inbounded to Riley Peterson, now over to Nick Sierakowski, who swings over to Grant Van Grinsven. They'll run set plays here. Sierakowski passes up the three and works back out to Riley Peterson. Bounce pass over to Van Grinsven. Green Bay East looks like they're looking to trap if one of the Evergreens picks up their dribble. Here's a cross-court pass to Sierakowski. Three ball from there just rims out. Offensive rebound not quite controlled by Chris Cornish. We've got a whistle, and Cornish was fouled as he was trying to secure that offensive rebound. See who this is on. Fouls against Detone Carlson. It is his first and the second on the team. It'll be a non-shooting foul, as the Evergreens will keep possession and inbound underneath their own basket. Nick Sierakowski, who just missed on that three attempt, is going to inbound and throws right into Van Grinsven in the lane, who's quickly doubled up. Van Grinsven goes out to Riley Peterson. And Peterson will pull the ball out and run a set play here. That's some composure by the freshman. Good decision. Works around now to Sierakowski and back to Peterson. Goes over to Chris Cornish. Now up high, Van Grinsven passes up the shot from the foul line extended and goes back out. Evergreens waiting for a good look here. Van Grinsven's got the ball, guarded closely. Now Kyle Kurtenbach. So everyone's gotten a touch on this possession. Evergreens up 10-5, 7 minutes left in the half. Pass goes down low, goes through the legs of Van Grinsven and out of bounds. Turned over to Green Bay East. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home. They're helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting DC Everest sports. So one of these teams will get their first win of the season. Chris Cornish checks out during the stoppage, and Green Bay East has the ball trailing by five. Here's DeMarco Williams. Williams is at the point, kicks over to DeMarco. Williams thought about the three, now goes over to A.Z. Flowers. And here's a three ball from head on. DeMarco Williams misses too strong off the back bracket. Evergreens get the rebound, and there's going to be a loose ball foul here against Green Bay East. Waiting to see who this is on. Foul goes against Isaiah Turner, who had just checked in during that last stoppage. It's the third team foul. Turner's first. And now Green Bay East is going to fall out of that full court press. They'll pick up the Evergreens man-to-man from half court, as the Evergreens have to go the length of the court here, inbounded to Riley Peterson, over to Grant Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven's looking underneath, now goes to Weir behind the three-point line. Weir didn't have an open look and passed up on the shot, trying to steal, goes back to Weir, again passes up the three, and goes over to Riley Peterson instead. So Stephen Weir, the sophomore, looking for a good open look. They try for him in the corner, and Weir now again goes back out. They're trying to set up a three ball for Weir. He's not quite getting a good look. Here he is off the screen. Three-pointer is in the air, and he got it. So he passed up the two harder shots and took the three off that screen and made them pay. 13-5, biggest lead of the game for the Evergreens. Green Bay East with Abdi Salah, who has just checked into the game, having a touch, now goes into the corner. They thought about the three and go back out to Salah. And Isaiah Turner. So getting a few new players in here for the Devils, and there's the pass, and it's knocked away, stolen away by Kyle Kurtenbach. Empty trip for the Red Devils. And Kurtenbach goes ahead to Riley Peterson, and now into Van Grinsven's hands. Evergreen's looking to be patient again. They swing cross-court off the screen. Weir, three ball again, just missed. Evergreen's fighting for the rebound, and we'll have a loose ball foul against DC Everest. It's going to be against Kyle Kurtenbach, I believe, and if it is, it'll be Kurtenbach's second. Wait and see if we get that posted here. See who it's on. It is indeed on Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach's one of the more athletic players for DC Everest. And Green Bay East is going to take a timeout. We'll keep it right here with the Evergreens leading 13-5. And Green Bay East has not scored since the 4-minute mark of the first quarter. So they've gone now 7.5 minutes without scoring a basket. And they've had some empty trips during that time as well. D.C. Everest High School Basketball is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Weston. More than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can. They welcome you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Tonight's broadcast also sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. I'm Chris Conley, and we won't see these Evergreen boys again until a week from today. Their non-conference opponents will be Tomahawk and Antigo before getting into Wisconsin Valley Conference action. It's kind of the spacing that you'd like to see in the early part of your schedule with a younger team. So you'll have a full week's worth of practice before this team plays again Tuesday night. Upcoming Evergreens broadcast, we'll be back at it right after Thanksgiving. Black Friday girls basketball opener. The D.C. Everest girls are going to be fun to watch this year. They'll open their season against Rhinelander, a neutral court game in Antigo. And then we'll have the girls' game Saturday night against the host Antigo team from that round-robin tournament. Both games will be on tape delay. You'll hear them around 7:30 Friday and Saturday. Girls' basketball here on Fox Sports Radio. Evergreens up 13-5. In fact, this game at one point was tied 5-5. Evergreens are on an 8-0 run. Out of the timeout, Green Bay East has the ball. And handling in the corner, almost trapped there, is Cornelius Steele. Steele goes out to Isaiah Turner. Turner now, foul line extended, shot from Everett Lane, who checked in up and in. And Green Bay East needed that. Lane got good position about 15 feet away and was able to score. 13-7 off the Green Bay East make. And Grant Van Grinsven comes back into the front court now to Riley Peterson for the Evergreens. Swings cross court to Weir. They're looking to set him up for another three. Instead, the pass was a little high. So Weir pulls it down and now works the ball around the perimeter. Back to Riley Peterson. To Weir, quick inbounds pass, extra pass, went through the legs of Chris Cornish. Instead, the Evergreens get an empty trip. Jake Giebert has checked in for D.C. Everest during the last stoppage. Off the turnover, there's a long cross-court pass taken right back. Jake Giebert was able to track that errant pass down, and Green Bay East comes up with an empty trip. Evergreens with the ball and a 13-5 lead. Long entry pass there is turned over. Green Bay East has the numbers if they hurry. Ball is loose. Picked up on the floor. Up and in is Isaiah Turner. And just like that, the Evergreens lead is trimmed to 13-9, and DC Everest will take a timeout. 4:08 to play in the first half. And the Evergreens a little bit sloppy, which we hadn't seen earlier in the game. But then after turning the ball over on back-to-back possessions and seeing Green Bay East score twice, Coach Corey Heckel would like to talk about it. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Tlusty and Kennedy SC Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. DeVorney Orthodontics, see more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Evergreens will inbound after the timeout. And now it's the Evergreens who haven't scored for a while. They've been dry for the last 2.5 minutes since Stephen Weir's three-pointer. Inbounded to Riley Peterson. And Green Bay East looks to pick up man-to-man once the Evergreens come into the front court. Peterson keeps away from the corner. They're looking to trap there. From Weir back to Peterson. And now the bounce pass is stolen. Riley Peterson was looking for Sarakowski. Instead, it's picked off. And the layup is missed by Dante Carlson. Evergreens get the rebound, and there's a frustration foul against Green Bay East. That was a breakaway and a layup missed. And Everett Lane, who was trying to follow, committed the foul. It's his first and the fourth on the team. And the Evergreens make a mistake, but are not harmed by it. They get the ball right back. With a 13-9 lead, here's Stephen Weir now looking down low for Cornish. Makes an extra pass to Jake Giebert. Giebert up and in. Cornish drew the double team and was smart enough to look for a teammate, and he found Jake Giebert. Evergreens needed that basket. It's 15-9. The lead's back to 6. Green Bay East now. Deton Carlson goes to the other side. Cornelius Steele, three-pointer, missed badly. Ball is loose, though. Offensive rebound to Flowers. Tries the left hand and rolls it in. AZ Flowers, second chance basket. In fact, that's the first second chance basket for Green Bay East so far tonight. 15-11, Evergreens. 3 minutes to play until halftime. Weir goes back out to Riley Peterson. Peterson bounces over to Sarakowski. That was a better pass than the last one that led to a turnover. Sarakowski, senior leadership, back on the floor. He goes over to Jake Giebert. Giebert's getting some valuable minutes here. Sarakowski briefly double-teamed, goes back out to Peterson. Peterson has his dribble, looks to create, instead goes over to Sarakowski and now to Weir in the corner. Weir quickly draws the double team. Yep, they're trying not to let Weir get those open three-point looks. Got to set up a screen for him. Weir looks to drive in, makes the extra pass off the hands of one of his players, quickly recovered. Peterson passes up the three-pointer, goes back to Sarakowski, three ball in the air, and he hits. Good ball rotation, and Nick Sarakowski's got 5, and the Evergreens lead is back up to 18-11. And Green Bay East was playing 4-on-5 basketball. One of their players hit the floor hard. He's up and not hurt. But the Evergreens did have a man advantage as they freed up with the extra pass to get that left side three-pointer from Nick Sarakowski. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Just over 2 minutes to play in the half. Evergreens 18. Green Bay East 11. And Green Bay East, Kajon Ransom back in the ballgame. Ransom's got it up high. Goes over to Deton Carlson. Carlson has his dribble along the baseline. No opportunity there. Goes back out to Ransom. Thinking about the three ball was DeMarco Williams. Passes it up. Cuts to the basket. They didn't see him. Had an opportunity if they found the ball over there. Now to Detante Carlson. Carlson's just inside the three-point line. Shoots and scores from 15 feet out. 18-13. 1:40 to play till intermission. See if the Evergreens have an answer. Easy entry pass down low to Kyle Kirk. He's quickly double-teamed. Still gets it up and in. Kurtenbach was quick and didn't let the extra man rotate down to him. It's 20-13. The Evergreens did indeed answer. 1:25 to play in the half. And here's AZ Flowers for Green Bay East. Into the corner and passing up the shot is DeMarco Williams. Williams goes out high. Cornelius Steele thought about the three and tried against it. Here's DeMarco again. Missed everything on the three-pointer. Ball comes loose to D.C. Everest. Long rebound comes out to Stephen Weir. We'll go under a minute this possession. Evergreen's 20-13, and they may hold for one here. They'll have the lead at halftime. Question is how much? Stephen Weir's got the ball from Van Grinsven. Up high to Sarakowski, down low to Giebert. Giebert misses the shot, gets his own rebound, second chance, misses again, and Green Bay East clears the boards. Bad pass taken right back by Weir underneath to Giebert, who is fouled as he was trying to create with numbers. So the teams trade quick turnovers, and the Evergreens are going to get free throws off it. Giebert was fouled in the act of shooting by Kajon Ransom, who picks up his second. And Giebert's going to get a pair. Giebert's a sophomore. He had 7 points in the opener and got a lot of playing time. Get a pair of free throws, and the first one is up and in. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. One more free throw coming here, and after it, there'll be 39 seconds left in the second quarter. A make here would give the Evergreens their biggest lead so far. Giebert eyes the basket. Up and in. Got them both. 22-13, Evergreens by 9. See if Green Bay East would like to hold for a final shot. The Evergreens are 3-for-3 from the foul line in the first half, and Green Bay East has not attempted a free throw so far in the game. AZ Flowers to Ali Salah, now to the baseline with a three-point jumper from DeMarco Williams. Too strong off the back iron. Out of bounds to D.C. Everest. We've got a whistle and a foul, too. That's a foul to give, as neither team is over the limit. Everett Lane over the back, his second personal foul. The Evergreens get the ball back, and they can hold for one now. Green Bay East was not patient there. And that three-pointer from the baseline was not really a high-percentage shot, so that wasn't a very good trip down the floor for the Red Devils. Evergreen's inbound, clock is moving down to 20 seconds. Nick Sarakowski bounces over to Riley Peterson. Peterson's looking for a pass down low, has his dribble. Instead goes back out to Nick Sarakowski. 13 seconds left. Sarakowski holds. He's 30 feet away from the basket. Looks to Stephen Weir, 7 seconds. Evergreens are going to have to get into a set here. Now to Sarakowski, only 4 seconds. Tries to go cross-court to Weir. This was a three ball. It'll count if it goes at the buzzer off the front rim. No good. Weir at halftime. And the Evergreens head to the locker room with a 9-point lead. That's their biggest margin so far in the ballgame. 22-13, D.C. Everest leads Green Bay East. We'll look at our leading scorers, and we'll preview some of the other Evergreens winter sports action. There's another one of these big D.C. Everest teams that's going to have a very exciting season that is getting their winter sports session underway tonight. I'll tell you about that after a 3-minute break. We're at halftime, Everest 22, Green Bay East 13. Back in three on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.